Man, this is lifestyles of the poor and unfucking fortunate. But I tell you what, bitch, we got views.
Bow, bow, bow. I look like the male version of the blueberry bitch in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Chad Arms, Chad Arms TV. This is Chatty Bobcast 2.0. Episode 4. I didn't say that right at all. But I know how to roll that little... I got your Chewbacca, baby. What are you doing? Look. Chatty Bobcast 2.0, dead gummit. Episode 4. Go fuck yourself, San Diego. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody's doing good. It's a little chilly. A little chilly willy outside, man. Shout out to Neil Stauffer, running for district attorney here in the old Robertson County. So, I mean, I got to salute him. But it just seems dated to me. People still putting out the signs in the yards for voting. I mean, I guess it still works. I guess they've done, you know, research or what have you. Shout out to what have you. And maybe they found that that's still something you can capitalize off of, but I don't believe it. I need to see statistics. I'm a statistics guy. That's what I should have went to school for. But school requires work and studying, and I don't like that stuff. But, yeah, Chatty Bobcast 2.0, dadgummit. We're back like we left our car keys inside the house on the kitchen table right next to the 12-pack of Dr. Peppers. You hear me? Clip! Got a clip full! But yeah, I fucking love y'all, man. We've been really pounding these out, dude. We've been knocking them around, smacking the shit out of them, making things shake. Or we're not. I mean, whatever we're doing. I don't know what we're doing. I fucking love you, though. I know that, February's been a harsh little whore. We're towards the end of it. But dadgum, man. She's been a little cold-hearted slut. I'm a cold-hearted snake. Shout out to Paula Abdul. Cold-hearted snake was a heat rock of a song. And she was a smoke show herself. She's still a cute woman. Paula Abdul's probably in her late 50s. I don't know how old she is. But Paula Abdul, she had some shit popping. I'll just say that. It was late 80s, early 90s. It was when her and Janet Jackson were both just heat rock for heat rock in the 80s and 90s. But Paula Abdul was a giggity, giggity, giggity. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Salt and Pepper Beard. Hey, YOLO, baby. Real original saying. We're doing nothing but originals. Giggity, nobody's ever said that. YOLO, nobody's ever said that. What have you? You know what I mean? We're getting things done. We are getting things done. So, I don't even know what we're talking about. I really don't. I don't have a clue as to what we're talking about. But, yeah, it's chilly. It's like 26 degrees here. And I'm just, look, if I can be completely candid with you guys and gals, I'm over it. I am over it. I mean, enough's enough, you know what I mean? And it's time for a change. What do you know? Police is parked trying to catch people in a speed trap. It's never happened before. Never. Never happened. A few weeks back, my brother got pulled over. Actually, the end of January when he got pulled over, so it was 3 or 4 weeks ago. He was delivering. He's a delivery driver, right? For a restaurant. Going through Greenbrier, going 6 miles over the speed limit. But going with traffic. Gets pulled over by a policewoman who he said is probably 4'11". Weighed 100 pounds soaking wet. And proceeded to write him a $134 ticket for going 6 miles over the speed limit. I think he was going 51 in a 45 or some shit. It's like, what the fuck, man? He even said he was on his last delivery for this company. Very well-known company. She said, I've never heard of it. I'm like, what? But, yeah. That's what you call them quotas. Quota fillers. That's a quota filler, baby. You know, anytime that you are at the end of the month, man, it gets sketchy. At any time of the day in the last week of the month, in Greenbrier or Springfield or Robertson County in general, White House, that's considered Sumner, half of it. And that's probably everywhere, but in these small towns, it is potent. End of the month, you're going to get profiled, pulled over, and you're not getting out of a ticket. I don't even think you could show titty and get away with it. Well, women show titties and get away with anything. So that could be a whole nother conversation. But let's just say this. Men never get away with tickets. We never get out of tickets. We never catch breaks. It just doesn't happen. Because, like, women can get out of tickets from showing a little skin or flirting or whatever. Men cannot do that. We get Me Too'd if we do that. Wheezy Jefferson, baby. I don't know if I got the I'm a crock or the just a head cold or whatever it is. You know what I mean? But either way, I fucking love y'all. And I'm going to do my best to fucking be a god dang boss. You know what I mean? I know one thing. We had an ice. Ever since this ice that happened a few weeks back, I know that's all we talk about is potholes. We need to just call it potholes, the podcast, we need to call it. Just nothing but pothole talk. Pothole jargon, you know, pothole everything. That's just what we're doing. But it's been rough, to say the least, with the potholes. I mean, and it's just going to continue to get worse. And worse and worse and worse and worse. But, I mean, that's just how it goes, though. That's just the way it is. Oh, Lord. A chunk of ice just hit my car. That was fun. I haven't seen the sunshine in 3 damn days. I put your picture away. Sat down and cried today. Holla at your boy. Holla at your guala, ay. 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 Oh, Hellcat behind me. This isn't going to be turning out good for your boy. Want to race? Let's race, Hellcat. I'm going 60. I'm going 60 in neutral in a Hellcat. Jesus. I was expecting traffic going to Squizzles, but I don't guess we're going to get, well, I just, well, now we're going to now. Let me knock on this wood grain real quick. Who gripping on wood grain? TV's in the whip. Shout out Charlie B. Shout out Jelly Roll. Throwback, street flavor, classic. Shout out Sunny Paradise. Classic time right there, baby. Those some bangers. That Jelly Roll Hate Goes On album. That song wasn't on that album, but that just reminded me of that time frame. Such a classic album, dude. Jelly Roll's Hate Goes On album was a fucking slapper. Bah! But, I mean, everything Jelly drops is slap you across the grill piece with dopeness. But shout out to my dude, Adam Calhoun, and shout out to Tom McDonald, man. They've been putting out singles and they just dropped their new album. And they're just killing it right now, dude. Everything they're dropping is going viral. They're number one on the iTunes. Salute to Calhoun. Salute to McDonald. That's a really dope look for Adam. You know, I know Adam personally, but I talk with him a couple times a week. I don't know Tom McDonald. Hopefully I'd like to meet him one day. and shake dude's hand, because dude is a the amount of noise these dudes are able to make completely independent is unreal. The same with Church. Same with Jelly to an extent. Of course, Jelly's got it signed to a label now, but for the most part, Jelly was all, I mean, Jelly did it all off the muscle independently. Just until very recently, he got a deal, you know. But like, Strug, completely independent. Like, it's crazy to see how successful these artists are, and it's dudes that I've known for years. Especially Jelly, Strug, you know, like, I'm so proud of them. I'm so happy for them. And my nephew Leroy's doing big things right now. You know, the new album is, when this is being recorded, it hasn't dropped yet, but it's dropping soon. I know we've been saying that for months, but you gotta understand something. The young kid is in a, he's got a lot of stuff on the table. So it's just a matter of figuring out the right situation. But best believe, shit's working. We was even talking about working on a Bad Habits Volume 2 and actually pushing it. We charted number 6 with Bad Habits Volume 1 and never did a music video, no paid promotion, just us asking our fans to pre-order it, and got enough pre-orders for the album that we went number 6 on hip-hop charts. For like almost 48 hours, we were in the top 10. Salute to my dog, Leroy Biggs. All the albums I've put out in my life, I've never charted. But me and him did. And streams are still doing well on that, so we appreciate y'all for still listening to those songs. And obviously, Leroy's going to be on my solo album, Dedicated, for sure. Not going to have a lot of features on it, but he's definitely one of them. It goes without saying. So, my dog, baby. Nobody, I mean, y'all can tell by the video footage, other than Wizzle, RIP Wizzle, nobody makes me laugh harder than Leroy Biggs, man. But yeah, we're going around the roundabout. What you want to do, first of all, too, I hear everybody talking about interstates and then, like, expressways and e-ways and I-ways and fucking highways and everything's the interstate to me. If it's an if it's got exits on it, it's a fucking interstate. I don't know nothing about no expressway. We got, that's an expressway. That's not an interstate. Like, wait, hold your horses. It's a daggum interstate. Okay? It's just easier for me to say it's interstate, so just don't, you know what I mean? Don't fucking tell me otherwise, because I'm too dumb to know. Oh, that's what we're doing. So we're just going to, what are we doing? Are you trying to get over? When you're clearly going to anyway. I mean nothing in this world. You have, again, what do you know? Nissan Sentra. It's always the fucking misbehaving sons of bitches is always in Nissan Sentras. We talked about it in the last episode. There was racing stripes on a Nissan Sentra. Why? Why is there, why were there racing stripes on a Nissan Sentra? Makes no sense whatsoever. But hey, that's me, you know? What do I know? A big bowl of fuck all. That's what I know. I love it on Curb Your Enthusiasm. One of my favorite shows when Jeff, Larry David's manager, says it's a big bowl of wrong. That's what we're calling this episode. Big bowl of wrong. Because that's what it is. It's a big bowl of wrong. I give a big bowl of fucks is what I give. Can't make that the title. I would if I could, but I can't, so I ain't, you know? Again, continuing with the original sayings. That's never been said. Oh, here we go! Ah! Pothole City, you motherfucker! Oh, easy there, fucking 18. Well, you seem like you got a flat on one of them 18s. Maybe a 17-wheeler. Oh, you're going to get over and cut me off for that? Thank you for playing, Chad. Go fuck yourself. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Here they go. It's like playing Frogger. Jesus! We're not even on 24 yet. God, I wish there was another whack to get to Squinces. There's really not, though, without going all the way out the way. And I've been going down here enough to know that, I mean, I know when shit's fucking, I know which lanes are worse, I guess. They're all bad, but. Breathe, Chad. Just breathe, dude. We're going down, down, baby. Your street in a Range Rover. Street sweeper, baby. Time ready to let it go. Okay. I like that. Ooh, we going down, down, baby. Your street in a Range Rover. Shout out to Nelly, damn it. Come get on the podcast. Let me get an interview with you, Nelly. I know you live in Nashville now. Holla at your guala, man. Holla at your boy. What if I just randomly pulled up on Nelly and dropped an interview with Nelly on the Chad Arms TV podcast? How epic would that be? Completely out of nowhere. Just me and Nelly. You know what I mean? This is where it's gonna get iffy, baby. This is where it's gonna get iffy. I'm so ready for summer, summertime. And I, you know, when these episodes start hitting in the summer, I'm gonna be bitching because it's hot. Because that's what we do is bitch. Big whoop. Wanna fight about it? We get it, fart muffler. It's always fart mufflers on old-ass Dodges with rear ends busted in. They got fart mufflers, but they ain't got no damn... The rest of their truck's missing. But goddammit, their truck farts when they drive. Get your priorities straight. It's like having a Lamborghini and fucking... living in a fucking single wide. Stop it. You ain't impressing nobody there. I'm saying that, but that could be some young kid. That's his first car, and it was given to him by his stepdad, who halfway beats him up. You know what I mean? I don't know that situation, but fuck that situation, because I hate that truck. Oh, I'm so quick to jump sides. FenceJumpers.com. Just hope that everybody stays in their damn house. If you don't know how to drive, I'm gonna need you to not get on the interstate or the expressway or the fucking big bowl of wrong. Okay? I'm gonna need y'all to stay out the way. Another Hellcat coming up. Finna get smoked. That's the same color as Church's old Hellcat, baby. But yeah, man. We've been really trying to stay consistent with the content on Chad Arms TV. It almost feels like we're getting shadow banned by YouTube, though. Because we've been gaining subscribers, like 20 a day for 8 months. And then, like, it's like the channel's not getting shown to everybody. I'm getting multiple notifications about not getting notified. Like, they're not getting their... People are messaging me about not getting notified when we drop videos. And I don't know what else to tell y'all other than just keep continuing to check and make sure you've got them all notifications clicked. Because we drop Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays like clockwork at 9 a.m. Mondays at 9 a.m., I got some shit to say. Tuesdays at 9 a.m. is Chatty Bobcast 2.0. Fridays at 9 a.m. is I got some shit to say. We've been still steady doing what's it called? The Beat Jackins. We've been dropping those on Saturdays, but I've been trying to kind of find a good time to drop those. Saturdays isn't really the best days to do it. You know, but I like to give y'all something on the weekends. Because we don't drop on Sundays, so. But just keep clicking. That's all I know to tell y'all, man. We appreciate y'all. We're going to keep pushing through this because, you know, we're at 50 episodes in on the podcast damn near. And it's just so wild to think that because we're 50 episodes in, man, and it's, I mean, hell, we started July 26th. This is the end of February. You know what I mean? So, like, in 7 months, 50 episodes in 7 months, like, 7 episodes a month down here. So, that's crazy work, man. You know, 2 a week. I mean, that's 8 a month, for sure. At first, we were only doing them on Mondays, and we started saying, let's keep working. You know, a couple times we started dropping 2 during the week, and I was like, is that too much? And I'm like, no, fuck, it's not too much, man. If we can, it's not too much if we can get the content on a regular basis, which we're making sure that we're doing. So that's all that matters. If you can get the content, then... Super 8 Motel, man. I bet somebody's snorting perks right now in that Super 8. And it's a Madison Super 8. An East Nashville Super 8. I mean, you're willing to guarantee that there's somebody in there either getting a train ran on them or somebody snorting pills. Like, as I speak right now on a Friday afternoon at 2:53 in the afternoon. That's just the law of averages. It's the law of averages, guys. It's definitely a Chomo van just drove by, a gray one. Usually them white Chomo vans, you don't ever see gray ones. They're trying to change the game a little bit. But yeah, man, shout out to the supporters. That's original Tesla. I say that for my Impala. That's not original at all and not as good of a car. So. Hater, Chad! You're a hater. You're a hater. This heated seat's fucking beyond doing its job. Jesus Christ. Toastedbuns.com. Good God. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Man, downtown Nashville looks pretty dope when you're not, like, actually in downtown. I'm just not one for crowds, man. If you love downtown Nashville, there's nothing wrong with you at all. You know what I mean? But sorry about that, guys and gals. I didn't mean to cut off abruptly, but I got stuck in traffic for about 15 minutes. And I was riding, I was barely putting along, and there was a sheriff car right next to me the whole time. So thought it'd be best to not cut the phone back on while there's a sheriff driving alongside of me. So, but yeah, we're back. And we're back just in time to start hitting these potholes. We're getting on 24 East. And everybody should know that that's where it goes down. And it be going down, my boy, Last time I went in the far right lane, that did not work out for your boy. So, we're going to not do that this time and see if anything else changes. Probably won't. It looks like it's going to rain even more, dude. Like, come on. I don't want none of this shit. Oh, cop got him one. And another one. DJ Khaled voice. Oh, man. Toyota Camry. Damn it. It's gonna get one of you. But yeah, we're just trying to stay consistent for y'all, bro. I'm very proud of what we've done with the channel. We're closing in on a year since it's been back. You know, like, I think March 30th is when we uploaded the first Worm is Back Part 1 video. I think it was Part 1, Worm is Back. And, man, I mean, we haven't taken a break. You know, we were doing daily uploads for months and months and months. And then, like, the end of the year, we was only doing 2 or 3 uploads in a week. Now we're trying to do about 4 to 5. You know, but when we jump back into it, we're over 31,000 subscribers now. But when we jump back into it, we had 13,000 subscribers. So to gain, once April gets, you know, once March 30th hits, that's another month from now, a little over a month from now. You know, hopefully we'll be closer to 32,000. But to gain 19,000 subscribers in 1 year, that's awesome, man, considering it took us 12 years to gain 13,000. But a lot of that, you know, I wasn't using this channel, like I've said before. This channel was started New Year's Eve of 2008. And then we used it, not heavily, heavily, but used it regularly until 2012. And then 2012 to 2020. 2021. You know, for 9 years it was dormant. There were so many times where I thought about deleting the channel because I never used it. And, you know, I didn't because of the Jelly Roll Freestyle. It, you know, it had done so many views and I didn't want to delete it. God, these people, I mean, just slamming on their brakes, causing damn near 50 car pileups. But, you know, like, not being able to come to terms with deleting the channel, I'm so glad I didn't. Not only just that video, but just all the day in the life and what Chad Arms TV's done and meant to me and a lot of my people and a lot of the supporters over the years. I'm so glad that I didn't do that because I almost did multiple times because I was like, I'm not using it anymore. What's the point, you know? But everything happens for a reason, man, you know? So thanks to each and every one of y'all that's continuing to support. If you're new to the channel within the last year, hell yeah, appreciate y'all. If you've been around for more than that, I appreciate y'all. You know, that's the reason we do the stuff we do is strictly for y'all. I've said that in multiple episodes of the Bobcast. Like, y'all are why we do these videos. Y'all are why we do the podcast. Y'all are why we do the interviews. Y'all are why we do the music. Shout out to Grey Goose. There's a Grey Goose billboard. Random. Not sure who's going to be down here at Squizzles today. I don't know if it's going to be just me and him or old Lex or Lee Rizzle or Five. You never know, man. You know? What? What are y'all thinking? I'm thinking about going ahead and leaking Dedicated. Or not leaking it, but releasing the single. When this is being filmed, you know, we're in the works of getting the video done, or it may be done. When this comes out. But I'm excited about it, man. It's going to be the next single. Probably going to drop the single in March. And try to drop a single on you every couple of months until we figure out what we're going to do with the album. I'm still recording. That's why we're doing these beat jacking videos in between all these single releases, just to keep hitting y'all with music, showing y'all that we're still over here working, doing our thing, you know. Dedicated has been recorded for so long. I recorded it in like summertime of 2021. I've just been sitting on it, you know. Dub produced it, Dub 3030 produced it, mixed and mastered it. Legacy's doing the video for it. Shout out to Creative Cartel and Legacy. He's got Fire album that he's dropping. It's very, very dope. Shout out to him. But hope everybody has an affinity for Chad Arms music, because you're going to be getting a lot of it in 2022. Between myself and, you know, obviously the Leroy's recording a shit ton of music. We talked about working on Bad Habits Volume 2. That's going to happen in 2022, hopefully. We've been talking about it. You know, he's just trying to get his solo stuff taken off. And same with me. But me and, you know, I wish I could break it down. Me and Leroy recorded that album so easily. It was a 7-song album. But we recorded it in literally one of the sessions. The first time, one of the first times I met him, we went and did that interview series with him. The second time I went over there, I took my studio stuff with me, and we did the, we did 2 songs, and then it was 3 more Dubs 3030 sessions, and that's all, that was it. We were, you know, so, sorry about that. Got a phone call. We are about 8 minutes away from Yacht Vibes, and we'll finish her on out, man. We will finish her on out. And what's cool is I got some gifts for old Donnie. If Donnie's here, I think I got confirmation that Don's gonna be here. And I got a confirmation that he was. So Lex has always wanted, you know, Lex is doing the Fireball with Friends stuff, right? Well, Lex and his lady have been looking for a Fireball keg for some months. Like, back going, like, towards Christmas time, and they were sold out everywhere. Well, some came in stock on this one website about a month ago, and I bought one for him. For, like, his Christmas birthday kind of thing. Because his birthday's in February this month. And, he don't know that I got it for him. His girl knows, but he don't know. So I'm gonna pull up on him and give him this Fireball keg for whenever he starts his podcast. It's dope. It holds like 115 shots of Fireball in it, and it's just got the little like water dispenser thing. You just push on it, and you just put the Fireball right in the shot glass. It's pretty dope. But and I got him a couple other things too. I got him some hoodies and cologne and shit like that. But yeah, I'm excited for him to see it. It's been riding around in my car for a month. So, hell yeah, boy! Hell yeah! Hell yeah! Lex has done a lot for me, man. And done a lot for the podcast, but it's done a lot for me in general over the past year. You know, we've been there for each other, you know, through everything, the ups and downs and stuff, but Lex has done a lot for me over the years, and has never charged me for anything. You know, back in the, when Lex first got out, back in 09, I was the first collab he got when he got out, and he didn't charge me nothing for that. He did 2 features for me back then. Actually, he did 3 because he got on the Free Worm remix that we never put out until I just put out an unreleased album earlier in 2021. Put it out then. I forgot we even did it. But Lex did a verse for that. And, you know, not just collab, but he's just done a lot for me. He does a lot for the podcast and for Chat Arms TV. And he don't ever ask for nothing back in return. And, you know, that's not how I operate. Lex got us, like, stockings for Christmas and threw money in it and gave me, like, snacks and shit in the stocking and shit. Just cool shit like that. So I wanted to get him something. But the man has pretty much everything he wants, so it's kind of hard to shop for the guy. But I think he's going to like this. The reason I told his girl was because I didn't want her, I wanted her to know, so then if he was trying to buy one, if she could deter him from doing, you know what I mean? So, maybe we can capture it on Chat Arms TV. We probably won't be able to, because I'd have to hold the camera while I'm bringing in my shit. Another rock just pelted my windshield. So that's dope. It just pelted it, baby. Almost off this godforsaken interstate. Thank the Lord. Oh my God. So sketch. Such sketchy interstatery. Interstatery is not a word, but I just made it one, so it is now. Because that's how your boy moves, man. We got our own language. I've always come up with my own language since I was a kid, man. I used to speak my own language that nobody understood but me. And that's probably because I'm special needs and it's never got diagnosed, but hey, that's fine. That's my truth, and I'm fine with it, you know? I should have been special needs. Oh, Lord. I'm special for sure. Chatty Bobcast, dadgummit. 2.0. To sit at this damn light where you got to yield for an hour. You never get out. Hate it. Hated it. Toyota Highlander. Didn't even know that was a real vehicle. Gross. Your boy's got issues, man, like the Source magazine. Do they still make magazines? Is that still a thing? XXL, Source? Is that all just online publication now? There's no such thing as... Like, I couldn't go into a Walmart magazine section right now and buy a March edition of the Source magazine, or the February edition of the Source magazine, can I? I don't think... That can't be a thing in 2022. I could be wrong, because I know... There's some that still have the magazines. I just don't see them. Like, who's looking at Source Magazine? Like, you're just going to look on the source.com, right? I'm not crazy, am I, guys? Am I crazy? Am I crazy? Oh, crazy. Oh. Crazy love and red That's a new song I just made up. Didn't have any lyrics yet. I just know how I'm gonna sing it. You heard it here first, folks. Get out of the road. You're in the turning lane and my lane, you bitch. You turning lane. Me oncoming traffic. You get out of my lane, or me take us both to heaven. You know what I mean? Very simple equation. I didn't have to go to class to learn it. I just know it. It's called life's equations. And it's the equation of being a good human. And when you take up two lanes of traffic, one in the turning lane and one in the oncoming traffic lane, because you're a piece of shit that doesn't know how to drive correctly, go fuck yourself in the dirtiest butthole. Very simple. Very simple. It's not rocket science, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You just do it. Nike, okay? Oh, man, we're turning into squizzles. We're turning into squizzles. Come on, get out of my way. Move it, Grandma! I don't know what that was. Uh-oh, somebody else is getting in the turn lane. Are we fixing to kiss each other? Nope. Toyota 4Runner. You'd have bought me a new Impala if I'd have survived the wreck. You got a big vehicle. But I'm a big man, so probably would have just crushed both of my legs into my stomach. I probably would have bled out. But hey, it would have been a good ride, you know? 38 years on this car, that's pretty, I didn't think I'd live to be 38, special. So, you know, every day's a blessing from here. It's all just icing on the cake. I hate when people say that. Like anything that's extra, it's icing on the cake. First of all, icing's part of the cake. So I don't understand that. Anything else, just icing on the cake, baby. But when you make a cake, icing is part of it. Well, icing isn't extra. Okay? Icing is essential to a cake. Even though I'm not a big fan of icing. I'm the kind of guy that just likes the cake part. And the icing, I can just take off the icing with a spoon. And I'll just face fuck the cake part. Face fuck the cake. You know what I mean? But going back to my point, icing on the cake, I don't understand that. Now, if you said it's just extra icing on the cake, cherry on top, get that. Because cherry's not... But what do I know, man? I don't know shit. I don't know anything. I don't know anything. Alrighty. So with that being said, we just got the squizzles. And Lex should be pulling up anytime. And this has been the Chatty Bobcast 2.0, man. No, you know, that'll represent like me, that'll shit his pants like me, that'll do the way like me, no, Trick Daddy, once again, Chad, 2000 reference, 22 years old, stop it. Fucking love y'all, man. I love y'all. Hope y'all had a good rest of the day, morning, night, whenever you're watching this. If you're watching it in 2024, the world's still a thing. Congratulations, guys. We made it. You know what I mean? But I appreciate everybody tuning in. This has been Chad Arms TV, Chatty Bobcast 2.0, Episode 4. Big Bowl of Wrong is what this has been. And, if y'all are haters and y'all don't like us, that's fine. You can just eat a big bowl of dicks. Big old bowl of them. Big old stinking bowl of dicks. You know what I mean? I still love you, but you can eat a bowl of dicks. Like, comment, subscribe, share. Love, peace, and hair grease. Bye.